So what should happen with inter-county travel along the border? The Irish government says inter-county includes Northern Ireland. However, Northern Ireland's Health Minister Robin Swan says non-essential cross-border travel should be stopped by enforcement if necessary. Pádraig McLoughlin, Sinn Féin TD for Donegal. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mary.
Do you agree with Robin Swan, the Northern Ireland Health Minister, when he says that crossing the border for non-essential or socialising purposes creates an unnecessary risk of virus spread?
No, I don't agree with him because of the phase of this crisis that we're now at. You know, clearly we've made progress across the island with the vaccination programme over recent weeks. And, you know, if you look at the advice from NPHET, they are stating clearly that we should give people a phased reopening, that you know, inter-county travel is reinstated today, obviously going to hairdressers, barbers, appointments in local retail are all agreeable, and people have to have hope. They have to you know, see progress for all of the sacrifice that they have made. So certainly I believe across the island of Ireland, people should be able to avail of inter-county travel, but to do it responsibly in line with public health requests on both sides of the border.
And that is the key issue, isn't it? Doing it responsibly because Robin Swan makes the point that Northern Ireland has outpaced the Republic on the vaccine rollout so far and indeed on the lifting of restrictions as well. But that adds to the concerns. So, you know, he has written to Stephen Donnelly, the Health Minister here, seeking meetings and seeking their response. Short of enforcement, though, short of that being introduced, what other measures could be used?
Well, what I would be saying to people around the border area is that the businesses in their local communities have suffered, you know, terribly over the last, 14 months, and particularly again in the last 4 months. And I would say to people, if they can hold back on that retail shopping they're waiting to do for another couple of weeks, indeed they can do it by appointment today, I would ask them to do that, to shop locally, to not be going in large numbers into the north, for example. I mean, there may be shopping that they've held back on, it could be like children's clothes or whatever it might be, but overall I think people don't need to be going in large numbers for that type of reason. But we do need to know that within the border communities, and obviously I live in the border myself, I mean, you know, we are integrated. There are large numbers of people who travel cross-border for essential reasons like work every single day, and we need to now break down that border and allow people, and of course people from the north coming into Donegal, to walk on the beach and so on. We need to allow that type of normal behaviour to come back into place.
And I know you and people in Donegal were annoyed and upset at the CMO's comments about activities in Donegal and breaches of COVID restrictions. How are things there now? Is the phone line working, the dedicated Garda phone line for reporting? Are the walk-in centres working? Is there evidence of a reduction in these types of activities? And this was partying and large gatherings.
Well, there was huge anger in Donegal because the vast majority of people in Donegal have made the, you know, sacrifices, have adhered to the public health guidelines. I mean, the numbers in Donegal only a short few months ago were 1,600 per 100,000. We got that down to about 150. It went up in a number of electoral areas, I think about two, and now it's coming back down again. So we're confident in Donegal that we're moving out of this crisis. Today, obviously, we can avail of inter-county travel, all of the other benefits that everybody else across the island are enjoying. Certainly we have said we would like to see more vaccination centres, more test centres. That is starting to happen, and we welcome that. But in Donegal, the numbers are going in the right direction again, and hopefully it'll stay that way.
But your message is, and Thomas Byrne of Fianna Fáil was saying it yesterday, it's don't be going like the clappers across the border.
We're saying to people that certainly they have, you know, after all the sacrifices that they have made, we want to try and reinstate, you know, phase back in normality. People have to have hope, you know, and they're looking at the news, they're seeing the vaccination numbers going in the right direction. So you need to have a life being, you know, brought back into place. But to be responsible with that, of course, that, you know, if you look at the advice Menfet, just in this state alone, that's the message they're saying. You know, avail of the new opportunities that comes with the opening up of society, but be responsible with it.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for joining us. That's Pádraic McLoughlin, Sinn Féin TD for Donegal.